I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. President of Hope Givers International, Dr. Samuel Thomas, is still being held by police in India after being arrested last week. Now, agency leaders in the United States are doing all they can to secure his release. Hope Givers is asking the U.S. government to get involved. Agency spokesman Bill Bray says Thomas is expected to remain in jail until they go to the High Court in Jaipur.
Our attorneys will go there on Wednesday and ask the High Court to intervene. They're appealing there to give bail to Dr. Sam and to the other Hope Givers employees.
Next, terrorists may be receiving training in northern Nigeria. Nigerian intelligence agents found the northern state of Kano was seeking foreign support to train 100 jihadists. Christians living there often complain of assault, harassment, intimidation, and flagrant violation of the religious rights of Christians. Despite that, HCJB World Radio, with its partners, is airing Christian programs in the Igbo, Yoruba, and Hausa languages. And finally, keeping a newly immigrated believer's culture intact in America is a challenge. David Householder runs the EthnoServe project for InterServe. He describes their hopes for the Ethnic Workers Summit at the end of April.
We hope that they will take back a new set of tools and ideas, how to use English as a second language or other ministries of care and compassion, or they'll learn new ways of establishing the intentionally multicultural church.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.